Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 336 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. As I get older, I continue to see in real time just how true my words were from all the grown-ups, you know, are just giant babies in grown-up costumes. That shit is so valid. And I'm learning that all the people in quote-unquote high places that I've respected for years are just fumbling clumsily through their lives. Well, some of them, anyway. I just find that there are a lot of people in power with so much control that spend more of their time pretending to know what they're doing rather than actually doing anything productive for the world. And the people who swear they can hold the one and only key to existence and success, and you can pay to hear the secrets of life if you just agree not to question a damn thing they do and promise to obey blindly and defeat all doubt, those kinds of people, those are not to be trusted. Just as a general rule of thumb, if someone tries to gain power or leverage or conviction over you, but does not encourage critical or analytical thinking, it's not a great sign. And I will say, as a result of seeing such quote-unquote powerful people take control of people who have no way of knowing any better, simply because they are the loudest voice in the room. And I have taken to become even louder in my rebuttals against these power-hungry villain types. I have no fucking problem questioning people above me when a situation calls for it, because if someone is actually qualified to be above me, they won't mind answering a few relevant questions. People who want to make a difference welcome critical thinking and contradictory ideas. People who hide from criticism and challenge and mutual exchange are the ones who should be challenged. But I'll admit, as much as I personally will always try to call out BS as soon as I see it, it's not because I love to call people out. I, like most people, hate confrontation. And as much as I hate it, though, I just recognize that people will suffer if nobody says anything. Plus, and more importantly, I recognize that I am privileged with freedom and safety to be the one that can call shit out in real time. If people haven't been called out before, it may be because others didn't feel safe calling them out. I recently had a tarot session that I went to just for fun, as we always do with magical stuff, and my tarot reader told me that he was getting witch trials from me, and when I literally cackled at the idea, he deadass looked me through my computer without cracking a smile and was like, "No, seriously, I'm getting this weird sensation that a past version of you is really grateful to be alive right now." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "Me being alive now, grateful? I don't get it. I am critical about everything with this system and this country and this society has ever done. Why would I be excited to be alive now?" But before I took my money back, he continued. He was like, "Do you like to speak your mind? Like, do you get in trouble for speaking up?" And I'm like, "Yeah, my whole life. Because my parents have been teaching me when to shut up since I was a baby. I talked early and often, and apparently I was calling people out really young too. I was the queen of that's not fair, and it didn't matter how old or big or mean you were, if it wasn't fair, I wasn't gonna be the one to let it slide. And as much as I have always despised confrontation, I hate injustice so much more that I've never been afraid to ask people why they're behaving badly, no matter how much higher they were on this invisible hierarchy that I was ignoring. And over the past 30-ish years, I have gotten into various amounts of trouble for calling out my teachers and my bosses and random rich jerk patrons at my restaurants and bars. Some of my callouts weren't necessary, but I like to think a lot of them helped offer perspective and potentially inspired future change for those involved. Because I really do have a knack for calling people out, but in a way that doesn't make them necessarily feel defensive or attacked, and it's taken a long time to hone. But as much as I pride myself on this seemingly natural ability to call shit out in real time, I cannot help but feel the need to admit that I only feel confident enough to call this shit out because I have the privilege of being successful and safe in being the one to do so. Like I said, I am an anxious person who hates confrontation. So I have always been the type of person who weighs out all of the options and potential outcomes before doing anything that can negatively impact me or those around me. And because I've done this shit since childhood, I do this processing in real time. And ever since I was a kid, I have tried to make sure that I have an easy way out for all my ends. I never got myself into a pickle I didn't feel like I could eat my way out of. In real talk, I have always called out teachers that I knew would respond okay, or tested boundaries that I knew needed and could be tested safely. I have always checked my rear view before changing lanes, and that shit is no different when calling out people in higher positions than me. And for the most part, when it comes to calling out injustice, I am safe, whereas many people suffering from injustice don't have the same privileges that are afforded to me. And as much as I'm unafraid to call out this country and all its systems for all its bullshit, I am surely grateful and hella aware of the privilege that this country allows and encourages me to speak up against. So if you see people fighting in a battle, even if it's a battle you have not had to fight yourself, and you have an opportunity and the privilege to be able to speak up, speak up. If you're safe to call bad shit out, call bad shit out. Others might not be protected by the same privileges or talent that we are. Others may not be able to call out injustice because they don't feel safe to do so. But if you are and can, you absolutely should. Your voice is worthy of taking up space and your words are important. Challenge what needs to be challenged, and when you're safe to do so, the world will listen. When the world is controlled by villains attempting to drown each other out with their loud-ass, ignorant-ass voices, you never know who may be relieved by the sound of yours. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.